It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and we're going to get a little dirty. Not like freaky dirty, you know, but like dirty, like filthy. Indy and Houston are among America's filthiest cities. Surprise, surprise, you dirt balls. Go take a shower.
Like dirty as in like there's trash
hygienically,
everywhere?
Hygienically.
Oh, the people that live here are dirty.
Yes. In Indianapolis, Indiana, for example, we're on the air on Radio Now 100.9. And in Houston, Texas,
where
we're
did
on
Houston
new,
fall?
This is not good. And by the way, Lenny Bree is our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1.
And he stinks?
Well, of course he does. He puts a lot of cologne on. But you're more than welcome to jump in this conversation if you have anything to say. But let me answer Alex's question first. Where do they rank? Well, Indianapolis, not a good showing. You're 17th on the hygienic city list.
And Houston, one is the worst?
Let's see here. One is probably the best.
Okay.
Houston, Texas, you're coming in at 18.
Oh, so we're pretty much neck and neck for how nasty
we
are.
No, we're not even close. Houston, you're really stinky. It's Lenny. I think it's Lenny Bree.
No, I feel like Lenny probably smells like stripper body rub. But
oh my God, Lenny smells like that
dessert
body fragrance from Jessica Simpson from like the early 2000s.
Oh my gosh, yes, and I guarantee you a ton of stripper.
Is that what you're wearing, Lenny? Is that your go-to scent?
No, but look, no joke. Yesterday, I was on my way to get some
panda.
Yeah, and there was this homeless guy outside, and he was painting on a wall with his doo-doo.
Okay. Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh, that took a turn.
Jeez.
It was Pablo Papupu. Okay.
Come on, H-Town. This isn't San Francisco. Get it together.
Now, here's the information you guys are asking about, and I want to go over this with everybody. But the survey looked at how often residents showered, bathed, brushed their teeth, changed their bed sheets, changed their shirts and underwear, cleaned their homes, and washed their hands after using the toilet. And let me see here. Get some more information right here. How often do you shower or bathe? Let's go around the room real quick. How often do you shower, Liv?
Does this mean wash my hair or wash my body?
I would say your body. Let's take care out of it because I don't have any.
Like 5 times a week.
So 2 days you're not showering?
Yeah, 2 days I probably am not like washing off. That might be Sunday or Saturday.
The Lord's
Day. Depends.
Okay, got the devil's smell upon you. Pork Chop, how often are you washing your filthy body?
I do my best to shower once every 24 hours.
Once a day. Alex, what about you?
I am a shower once a day person. I don't do anything to warrant 2 showers a day, although I do take a bath a lot. So I will say
that would count. That
but
would count.
That's out of like relaxing and pleasure.
Yeah,
it's not because
that.
I'm filthy.
Okay.
I never sweat or anything. So
I sweat when I work out, but that's about it. Other than that, I am literally always cold.
I'm sweating right
always.
Now just standing here because our studio is so dang hot. Lenny, how about you? How often are you showering that chiseled body of yours?
Well, honestly, I shower like 4 times a week because I'm so busy. But like, I take whole baths.
You do what?
You take
baths.
Whole baths.
Bubble.
What does that mean?
It's
bubble
like when
bath.
You get the towel and you get some soap and rub it on the towel and just wash off the stinky parts.
What the heck is
a
that?
Bath. Yeah, I've heard of
oh,
that.
Oh, I thought he said bubble bath.
Oh, I've only
bath.
Heard of whore bath.
Well,
they're the same thing.
Yeah, I haven't heard hoe.
Lenny, dude, bro, you're a good-looking guy, but that's disgusting. Now that I know that, I'm not surprised.
I will say, though, I follow him on Instagram. He is, like, constantly doing stuff. I don't think I've ever seen you just, like, stop.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, maybe if you took less photos of you with your shirt off, you might have time to shower. I don't know. Is your phone not waterproof? On here, it said that the majority of people in America that make up this list, 60-something percent do it once a day. Then there's people, like, 20% do it every 2 to 3 days. No way. Maybe on a weekend I can do that.
The only
but right
thing
now
I
I've
know
got
is
swamp ass, and it's only been like 4 hours.
You are kidding yourself. If you take a full body shower every 2 to 3 days, if you don't think you stink, you are absolutely lying to yourself. There's no way. I feel like after one, number two, somebody starts stinking.
I agree. There are little doo doo particles. Yeah, Liv. It's doo doo. Yes, Alex is actually right.
Let me tell you something. The kid.
How often do you doo doo a week?
I don't even go.
Aren't you like
once
a sloth?
A
you're like
what?
A sloth. Like once
I go
a week.
Like maybe 3 times a month, if that.
Are you being serious? Or are you just trying
I'm
to
dead
be
serious.
Like coy because you want people
I'm
to think
dead
you
serious.
Poop flowers?
I would tell you.
Is that normal? By
I've
the way,
I've talked about this
unrelated.
On the air. I said I never poop. I said
I
this.
Go, I go.
Hold on.
3 to 4 times a day.
That's nuts. Yeah, but you have tummy issues.
No, but I don't have tummy issues, and I poop at least 2 or 3 times a day.
Even when I don't have any dairy or any gluten, I still go 3 to 4 times a day.
If I'm having to, once in a while.
When's the last time you pooped?
Well, today, but that's because I have had tummy issues. But when I don't, when I am regular, I'm saying that in quotes, like, you know,
regular,
I'm not having
for
tummy
you.
Issues.
You're regular for you.
My regular for me is literally only a couple times a month.
That's same. Crazy.
Is there a doctor?
Lenny,
is there a doctor?
I'm shook.
Lenny.
This has been my whole life, though.
Yeah,
if this
thing.
Was, yeah, if this was
what?
Abnormal
what?
For me, then I'd be concerned. But this has been since I was a kid.
My mom only goes, I think, like once a week. But
what,
she's like a little
why
bird.
Why is wrong with your guys' intestines?
She's like a little bird. My mother is.
I always think my food just disappears inside me.
That is crazy that you only go that
wait,
often.
Like, do you use, like, the power of hypnosis and you just make it disappear?
It just goes away. Lenny, does that happen to you?
Do you think it's because you eat such small portions? Because you do eat, like, small portions, I feel like.
I don't. I eat. The thing is I eat constantly. I'm constantly snacking, constantly eating.
Me
see,
too.
See, I feel like you eat like a bird, though. You eat, like, very,
I pick
like,
a little.
Nibble. You nibble on things throughout the day. Maybe that's why.
I can't. I eat like
this.
A Viking.
And Lenny, you only go a couple times a month or once
yeah.
a week or what?
I think it's just like our bodies use so much of the food energy that it like dissolves in us.
See, that's what I think too.
That
it's like a weird metabolism
so
thing.
Okay,
crazy.
This is like, this took me off track, but I cannot
see,
believe
like,
this.
My stomach doctor used to say that the more times you go number two, like that judges like your metabolism, but
I
you could have been wrong.
I go once a day. Is that normal? Am I the once
I
normal
I think
one?
I think you're like the most normal.
Right,
I know
right.
I'm excessive. I know I am excessive.
If we do get somebody medically calling in, Pork Chop, please let me know if they actually get in.
Dude,
let,
if my boyfriend's listening, he's going to break up with me.
I am shook.
No, that's normal. I would be concerned. No offense, Alex or Lenny, but
how are you
once
spending,
or twice a month?
You
oh
guys
my
are
gosh.
Together every day, though, you and your boyfriend. So how do you guys spend that much time together? And if you go 3 to 4 times a day, how does he not know?
I mean, I have already gone 3 times today in studio.
That
so
seems
I
not
go,
normal to
I
me.
I go a lot. I know it's not normal. I think some soup I tried over the weekend had dairy and
some
I didn't
soup.
Know.
Oh, God. Poor Liv. All right, finally, let's wrap it up here. And since we're being totally transparent, Alex, I hope you give an honest answer to everybody listening to the Joe and Alex show. How often do you change your bed sheets?
Every couple months.
That's not even the grossest
like every
part,
two
though.
Months,
that's
maybe.
Not even the grossest part. What do you do with your pillowcase?
Oh, I can't.
That I will keep months, maybe 6. If I get it smelling really good, I don't want to change it.
Alex, let's. Alex
smells like strawberries.
Alex likes the. Alex likes the drool to build up on her
stop.
Pillowcase.
I was gonna say, I'm not joking. I'm gonna throw up.
It smells good, you guys. If I ever brought it in, if I ever got it good again, right now it's
I'm
been freshly
cry.
Washed, so it's gonna take a long time to get it really good. But when I get it nice and ripe, I'll bring it in and let you guys smell it because it smells like strawberries.
Liv will smell it for the show.
No. None of my boyfriends will ever smell it. I get pissed off.
You're like, smell it, baby.
My mom. I try to make my mom do it, but she always gags.
My eyes are tearing up because I've gagged so much.
There's a smelly smell, a tap of smelly smell that smells smelly.
There's a perfect place in hell for you.
Whatever.
Just for you.
Yeah, it smells like strawberries.
Ew.
And Alex's spit.
Ew.